dead.
Whack!
Oh.
Yay.
Hello and welcome to Frontier Fiction and Actual Play Dungeons and Dragons podcast. We're coming to you all the way from the frozen north. It's not easy to say St. Alaska, so we get together with one of our favorite pastimes to let the voices in our heads out to play. My name is Colton, and I'll be your DM tonight.
I'm Moisey, playing Dacian.
Oh.
Oh, good.
I'm Zed, playing Maddox. We're just pausing for, like... theatrical.
Well, I'm Beta. Shatner.
Yeah.
Playing Solana.
And I'm really? Anna. Playing Maeve.
Wonderful. This is our third recorded episode in a row, so everybody buckle up and let's roll to see who's doing our crazy recap. Uh-oh. I got a 6 on the die.
18.
11.
16.
Okay, so it's me.
10.
Go ahead and set a timer.
Go.
The team hovered, cautiously trying to come up with a plan on how to kill this strange long man. They waited outside of a hole it seemed to be hiding in for quite a while until eventually they coaxed it out, and now they're locked in combat. Dacian went down but was revived by a health potion. What will happen next?
Oh, 0.71 seconds too long.
Oh, man. Dang it.
You just clicked it too slow, man.
I did.
See? Well, we're going to kick it off at the top of initiative here. The creature has recovered from Maeve's stunning ability. Maddox has just gotten walloped pretty hard as he walked away. And it is now Maeve's turn. You mentioned you just walked 15 feet further away from this creature. What do you want to do?
I want to shoot another firebolt at it.
Okay, go ahead and give me a roll with disadvantage, or suffer my saving throws.
Gosh,
5 on the die, so that's not going to hit. I will say, spell attacks, not great for you.
No.
Not great, no matter what your dice do or don't do. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to do on your turn?
Nope.
Okay, Dacian, what's up? You're in a good spot. Did you roll to see how much health you got from that potion?
He did.
Okay.
He did. It's not very much.
Oh, man.
But he's on his feet again. And...
don't forget, you can dodge as a bonus action.
Right.
But it gets a multi-attack, so who...
Right. And dodge works... it gives him disadvantage, basically, I think.
Yes.
Correctly.
To hit you.
Right. So... Dacian's standing again, realizing that it's really, really close to him, and just lashes out with Handy.
Okay. Handy barks forward. Go ahead and give me an attack roll with disadvantage, or... suffer my saving throws.
Disadvantage.
Okay.
Crit fail.
Oh, man. You swing. This thing's elbows and arms, knees perched over you.
Mm-hmm.
Really make it hard to connect with. It just kind of pivots oddly in a weird way, bending at the shoulder. And moves out of the way of your attack, looming over top of you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
He realizes he is not fully recovered and tries to get ready to dodge retaliation.
Okay, so are you going to take the dodge action?
Yeah.
Okay. remind me of that when the time comes. Solana, it's your turn.
She's feeling pretty helpless, so she's just gonna cast Bless on her three companions. Sorry, my mind just blanked.
How close do they need to be?
Oh, 30 feet.
Okay.
Which, I'm 30 feet. Right?
I think you're kind of breaching the gap in between everybody right now.
Because I'm 39 feet technically, maybe. Something around there.
Knew that 39 would come back to haunt me.
Well, I'll just move so that I'm 30 feet away from my companions.
I'll say you can do that.
Cool. Yay. Whenever a target makes... Yay! Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, which... How long does it last? It doesn't say 1 second. The target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack roll or saving throw.
Attack roll or saving throw.
So when you guys make an attack roll or saving throw, you can add a d4 to your number.
How long does that last? Or is it a one time?
1 minute.
For 1 minute.
1 whole minute.
So every attack and saving throw that we do in the next minute?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
You can add a d4.
It's too bad.
Well, Solana Bless. I'm writing it down.
That would have been nice.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Maddox.
Maddox, once again, comes back to his senses.
Yeah.
Stop making me run away! How? What is my back hurt? And he's going to reach out for another rock on the ground and cast Catapult and just launch this thing over at the creature.
Sure.
He is going to look at it because he's not down with the whole disadvantage thing.
Okay. Do you need to make an attack roll?
No, I don't.
Then you don't need to look at it.
Well, that's nice. He's got to do a dex save.
Okay. He gets nothing.
Great. So 3d8.
All right. Roll them.
All right. Roll big numbers, would you? Three. Six. So 9. Which one of these do I re-roll? Well, this is Maddox's. Well, that... Well, whatever. 11.
Okay. Wonderful. You've done 22 damage to him so far. It's been you, and it's been 11 and 11.
It's been just me.
Oh, my.
He's going to look for Maeve. Maeve, for God's sake, be a giant! And that's all he's doing on his turn.
Okay.
He's actually going to... No, he's also going to run up behind the creature.
Okay.
So that Dacian has advantage on his next thing with the flank.
Okay. Done.
Shoots a little wink at Dacian.
The creature's turn.
Wait, the creature just went? Shoot.
Yeah, it sucks, huh? He's right after you.
I thought he was gonna go before him.
I'm sorry.
It's my bad. It's my fault. Do what you gotta do.
Which of you would prefer high and which of you would prefer low?
I'm a little shorter. I'll take low. Okay. Either way, whoever you hit is gonna die.
It's you.
Great. Wonderful. I love it.
She's so happy. You go running around back of this thing, and like it pivots at the waist and puts one arm down, and then throws its legs around right over top of you, and it's going to try to attack you 3 times, twice with its claws and once with. With its friggin' mount. With its snoot.
My AC is so shit.
I know. That is cocked. Is that a 6 or a 9?
It's a 6.
Really could make a difference. It is a 6. Okay. So, 6. Well, he does not have a... What is your AC? It doesn't matter, dude.
Tell me what you mean.
Okay. So I got an 18.
Nope.
A 17.
Mm-mm.
And a 19.
Okay, yeah, I got that. Those hit.
All right, bud.
What do I use inspiration for in this game?
when you roll dice.
When I roll dice.
Maybe you can use it on your death saving throw.
When you, like,
if I need to.
Uh-huh. Like when you get a crit fail.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. All right, cool. What All damage right. do I take there?
So, let me see. The claws are going to be...
Bite. Oh. No.
23 damage.
23?
Yep. And then the mm-hmm. bite...
Tell me more.
...is going to be... 14 damage. 23 plus 14 for 37.
Okay, so it's still not double my hit points total, so it's not an automatic...
Not an instant kill.
Well, that's good.
All right.
Thank goodness. But I am dead. All right. Or down.
Dacian watches Maddox wink at him and then just fall.
Oh, man. This thing.
Yeah, it like knocks him into the air with one of its swings, and then the other claw comes down and just pins him to the ground, and then the mouth just goes flying downward. Elbows are reared back, the shoulder blades are pressed together, and the spinal column is protruding from this thing's back as you see its shoulders shaking and its neck biting into Maddox's limp body. Maeve, it's your turn.
Maeve is going to become a giant. Honor Maddox's last request.
His last words.
And as she takes steps running forward, her legs become longer and her weight becomes more and she shakes the ground more. She's going to whip up her warhammer, which is now growing increasing in size with her, swing it over her head and scream, "For Maddox! You useless piece of... helpfulness."
And are you looking at it?
No. Why are you looking at it? She's got her eyes closed and she's running in the right direction.
Okay.
Fun.
Levin's good.
Levin's better. 14.
I thought it was disadvantage.
Yeah, so roll again. But either way,
I don't like this.
Actually, that was the higher or lower number. You're not gonna do it. You missed. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I'm going to take my extra action and I'm gonna swing again.
Action surge. All right. Mm-hmm. With disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Okay, do it.
Come on. Nope.
Oh, man. Maeve comes in flying, and the creature gives it its full attention, and gives her its full attention, and squares off with her as she swings down.
You can roll a d4, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Please, for attack rolls.
16?
No. Why is it 16?
Because her first roll was a 14 and she added 2 to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, that doesn't hit. And it is now Dacian's turn.
He's going to start by sizing the creature up and down to see.
You will have to make a saving throw.
Just to pull off an insight?
Yeah.
But you get a plus the d4.
Pretty clutch spell for this fight.
Yeah. I should have died earlier.
Yep.
Okay.
Does that have to happen first?
I'm gonna say no. Okay. So go ahead and try and size it up.
Oh wait, do I have to roll?
Both of us roll. It's your insight versus my deception.
Yep. 17.
That 20, which is just a flat 20. He doesn't add anything to it.
Okay. Oh wait, I get to add something to it. It was that d4.
I don't think ability checks count.
It's only saving and attacks.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But you do need to make a saving throw, which you can add it to.
Nice.
Successful.
Plus, wow.
23.
Yes.
27.
You 27. Succeed.
You're not under its effects, even though you get a good look at it, and it is mortifying.
And does that... Is that for the whole round, or does that work just for...
For that saving throw.
For that... So if I continue to look at it while doing anything else for this round, for my turn, do I have to re-roll that?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm gonna attack him then.
Okay.
Hey.
With advantage.
Alright. Why is it advantage?
Because Maeve is on the other side of it.
Are you?
She went and charged with at it with the axe.
Or hammer or something like that.
Yeah, but I don't. She did not mention going to the other side of it.
Yeah, it seems like a natural response.
Which is going at its back, whichever way it's facing.
Okay. And it definitely turned to face her. So, all right.
Okay.
That one's cocked.
Isn't it? Thank you.
It's like, I don't know which one that is.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget to add your d4s.
Yep, I'm going to.
Well, 16 doesn't do it.
17.
No.
What? What did you hit it with?
Magic.
Okay.
Well.
Thacian dances between its limbs, slashing wildly, and it avoids him.
Okay.
It's got you in the reach. Here he goes. Solana.
But we got heart.
Did you have any bonus actions left? Anything like that?
Well, I do. Unless you want to count... Oh, wait. Sizing it up counts as my
bonus action.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Can she reach medics?
Can she reach medics? How many feet away were you? You said you moved to where you were within 30 feet of everyone. So yes.
Okay. Well, then she's going to... Let me just read it real quick so I can make sure I got this right. Okay, I'm going to stabilize Maddox by touching him.
Okay. Is this the Spare the Dying cantrip?
Yes.
All right, so Maddox, you are not conscious, but you are no longer in a position where you need to make saving throws.
So now I don't do anything on my turn.
Yeah.
Great.
Take the pressure off.
Yeah. So wait, all good. You move all the way up to where Maddox is lying. And cast that. What a healer. What a healer.
Wait, did you know that I'm...
Yeah.
Okay.
Maddox, you don't do anything on your turn.
I sleep.
Yeah.
And dream.
And the creature's turn, it's going to start by taking a swing at Maeve. Mm-hmm. It gets 20, so that's one successful hit, mm-hmm. And I'm going to roll that out, so 7 damage,
okay.
And then it's going to swing again, and that's 19, roll that out,
okay.
And that's 7 damage as well. Does this cautiously, taking two big swings at you, and then seeing that you're still standing, it's going to lunge forward for a big bite. Big old bite of Maeve. And it gets... math brain 15.
Yep.
Okay. And that's 18 damage with the bite.
I'm still standing.
Yeah.
Giant Maeve. It swings twice mightily, and then it grabs hold of her thigh and sinks its teeth into it and tries to drag her down, and she's standing there holding her hammer, or her hammer, her hammer, and she doesn't go down, and it is your turn, Maeve.
Okay. I'm still got my eyes closed, but it's got me in its grasp. Mm-hmm. So does that remove disadvantage? Because mm-hmm. I know where it's at, but I'm not going
to
look.
It's flanked, so without looking, you don't have to make the roll at disadvantage anymore. And you can still add a d4 to your attack rolls. You might actually hit something.
Potentially. So I got 17 plus, come on,
18. 18 hits.
Yes! At last! Oh
my gosh. Go ahead, do the damage thing.
I haven't done it in so long. I forgot how it works.
We all think you've done it before, but you know, it's the first time.
Eight
damage. Are you ruining anything?
I ruined the arrow, so okay. No.
Okay. You guys have inflicted 30 damage onto it at this point. Anything else on your turn? Did you did you remember to add your I'm giant right now damage?
No, I did not. Oh. That's what I was looking for. I felt like there should
see,
have been
see, I'm on
more.
Your guys' team.
1d6 per attack. Plus 5.
All right.
Yes.
That's certainly better.
I get it. Yes. No.
No.
That I can think of. Just kind of take a look around and see how everybody else seems to be hanging in there.
Okay.
Like, opening my eyes only when I know I'm turned away from the creature.
Dacian, what would you like to do?
Help me.
Master Dacian, sir.
He's gonna hit it.
Okay. Looking away.
Yep.
You don't have disadvantage. Go for it.
I don't have advantage either.
Nope, just a regular old vanilla dice roll.
Nineteen.
That's a hit.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
You guys are doing just well enough to keep you in this fight. Roll.
Six
damage.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Handy leaps out and sinks into the shin bone of this creature, and it's Solana's turn.
Mm-hmm. He also takes a dodge action.
Okay. Good.
Just 1 millisecond.
I don't think you're very good at math.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay. 1 more millisecond.
Okay.
Solana, I think it's more susceptible to magic than regular hits. Just so you know.
Firebolt! Phew! I'm gonna back up a little first, though.
Okay, you back up some.
Back, pew.
We're saying it's flanked right now, so.
I'm not looking at it.
Okay.
So just regular?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what I do. I like this one more. 19 plus.
Hits. 19 hits.
Plus. So, it hits. Okay, cool.
Oh, damage, 1d10.
Yes.
So does that oil that was on it catch fire too?
That was under it?
It got on it? Yeah. No?
Is this one?
I don't think it's there anymore.
Okay.
This one?
It didn't get on it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
8. Do I add anything to that?
Eight. No.
Okay.
No, just yes. An 8. I'll say this. There must have been some on him. He walked through it at the very least, yeah. Right? This firebolt hits him. I'll say this. High or low?
High.
Just so high.
10 is high.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 damage. And then he's going to take, for 1d4 rounds, he'll take a d6 fire damage per round.
Cool.
That's not the way that oil flasks are going to work all the time.
Okay.
It's just what I've feel like and thought of right now and said out loud, and then instantly explain won't be that way all the time. Two rounds. Fire. Fun and interesting. Eight. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, on his turn, he'll take fire damage. Don't let me forget.
I won't.
He's at 49 damage right now. Good turn, Woo! Medix. You don't get to do anything. It's its turn. And I think it's going to... Well, Wacy and Anna, who wants to be high and who wants to be low?
I'm shorter, so I'll be low.
Okay.
That doesn't work very well.
It didn't work out last time.
Okay. Eight is low. Also, Solana, where are you at anyway?
I'm by Maddox. Yeah. But a little farther away.
Like underneath. We'll go with what I said. Okay, Solana. Not Solana, Maeve. It's gonna attack once, definitely a hit. Yep. Twice. Oh my goodness, 13.
Miss.
And the bite. Is gonna be a 16. Okay. So that's going to be a hit with the bite and the claw. The claw. Not terrible rolling, I guess.
For who? 14,
24 damage.
24 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm down.
Man. The Mario sound happens as Maeve shrinks down and falls over. As this thing, squaring off with her, stands up almost its full height for a moment and swings both of its arms down at Maeve and then latches its teeth into her neck and pulls her downward as she shrinks.
And she screams, I wanted to run!
So he's going to take some fire damage. I wanted to run. I wanted to run. Solana, why don't you roll the fire damage?
What do I roll?
A D6.
D6, okay. 5 damage.
Okay. And Maeve, you can make a death saving throw.
That's nice.
That is a pass. Dacian.
Can you tell how well it's doing?
It doesn't look great to begin with. When it's feeling presumably good. You could... You'd have to look at it, but you could try to size up how well it's doing.
Okay.
All right. Charisma saving throw with a D4 added to it.
23.
You're successful in the charisma saving throw. You can make an insight check.
Okay. Sixteen.
You're able to deduce that it is at about less than half life.
Just a little less than half life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About 50 damage in ish. Okay.
It does not have 100 hit points.
No.
I'll say that.
Right. Solana, do you have any spells left?
No.
Such a quick response. Too quick.
Some kind of cantrips. No spells.
Are you close enough that you can run without getting hit?
I think I'd get hit if I ran. I'm probably like 20 feet away from it.
Do you have any health potions? That was the last one. Okay. As much as I would like to take this thing down, I don't think we can. All it needs is one good hit on me and I'm out. Or one poor hit on me and I'm out. I suspect the same for you. Mm-hmm. But if you can bring him back to life, we'll be just fine.
I'll do my best.
All right. Decent.
Let's animate this shit.
Okay. He's going to try to make his insight versus deception against him and then attack him. No?
Yes. I'm just going over what you said. Insight versus deception again?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Did you already make your save? You did. Yeah, cool. You got a 15 on the die.
I got a 15 on the die plus stuff, so I believe...
He does not get plus much or anything.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, wait. No.
I'm flanking him. I don't know if that... Well, I don't know, actually.
I don't think...
It's like advantage or disadvantage, then advantage, then advantage.
I don't think you are.
Yeah.
15 to hit.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Maddox takes a big swing, and again, not Maddox, Dacian, and again it dodges out of the way. And Solana, what do you do on your turn? Just so the audience knows, what did you discover?
I discovered that I have a lot more spell slots than I thought I did.
Yay!
So I can heal people a lot more than I thought I could.
It's like when you bust out your dancing suit and you find a $50 bill in the inside pocket.
Except that I get to save all my companions now.
You have a dancing suit?
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to... Who's closer, Maddox or... Maddox is probably
closer. I'm literally in your arms right now.
I'm so heavy.
Near your arms.
Near
sorry.
My arms. Okay.
Didn't mean to assume.
She's
you
going
cared
to...
or something.
Oh my gosh, my brain! She's going to touch Maddox, and she's going to get all glowy, and then he's going to get some hit points back.
All right, how many?
2d8.
You said Tootie.
What?
You said Tootie. Okay.
Colton. 2d8. Dose d8.
The way you said
plus 5.
Okay. 16.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm so
lovely.
Happy for you.
I'm like...
I saved you.
I thought you were out of spells.
I looked deeper within myself, and I prayed to the sun, and I found a new self with more spells.
Can you pray for the sun to fry this dude? Thank you.
We are blessed.
You are blessed. And it's your turn. You're
it's
prone.
My turn.
And you... Yeah.
Has the creature moved at all?
No.
Is Solana, like, between me and it, since she was...
You're between.
No, yeah. She reapproached you. It is the thing that knocked you down. You're in between her and it.
I'm between her and it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me add my HP. Cool. I'm just like... And I just immediately reach out and grab this thing's leg again.
Okay.
I'm not looking at it at all. It's a spell. It's the same. It's this melee attack thing.
So it's all up in flank right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you don't have to look at it to do that.
Cool.
No advantage, though.
No advantage?
No.
So I should just roll one die?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right.
Pray to your sun god, Salona.
You're not a bard. You don't get everything handed to you.
That's not much. So I'm gonna inspiration this.
Sure.
Cash in this chip.
It's not an attack.
It is.
Is it an attack?
Yeah, it's a melee spell attack.
Oh, sorry.
17 on the die.
Nice, that's a hit. Can't miss.
Cool. Well, it's plus 3 anyway.
Cool.
So that's 3 more d10 of the necrotic thing.
Roll them.
Damage, damage.
Roll good damage. Come on, dice.
Come on,
roll,
dice.
Roll, 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 roll. Sweet
little dice. 20, 20, no, I was rolling the D100, 10, 11, oh, and I roll to
11
add the
again?
Damage,
no,
or just
no.
to the attack.
Dude, that's your third hit on him for 11
I know.
Hit points.
That's awesome. 11 is my favorite 65 number.
65 hit points he's taken in damage. Good turn, sir. You're still laying down. Anything else you want to do on your turn? It's turn is next.
I would like to stand up.
Okay, you stand up.
Yes.
Anything else? You guys can't see these faces he's making.
There is a lot of faces.
No.
No. Okay. Okay.
Wait. Yes, I'm going to run the frick away.
All right, it will try to take an opportunity attack against
yes.
you.
Yes, one singular opportunity
attack. One singular
attack
opportunity attack.
Rather than three.
That All right, is... dude. Well, which dice do you want me to use? Your pick. Choose the instrument of your death.
The red one.
All red.
The color of blood.
Did you dirty last time.
Yep, I want revenge.
19 on the die.
That's my revenge right there. I'd like to use my extra point of inspiration I'm giving myself.
That's going to be 12 damage.
Perfect.
You're okay.
The thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
Arm lashes out.
I'm perfectly fine.
And again, as you run away from this thing for the third time.
Somebody kill it!
It knocks your rear over tea kettle. It's its turn now. You're out of its range.
Good.
Let me see. Solana, you're there. And Dacian, you're there.
Yep.
And Maeve, you're down.
I'm coming for you next, Maeve.
Not if it can.
Dacian and Solana. It's going to start with Solana. I think. It's going to throw a claw at you.
All right.
Because you haven't gotten hit much at all.
Ever, actually, since we started this campaign.
Not really. That's not true. I've gotten hit.
All right. Well, yeah. It's 17 on the die.
Yeah.
So that's one hit.
Yeah.
And then 12 against your AC.
Miss.
And then the bite. 17 on the die.
Yeah.
Okay. 3d8 plus 10. 24 damage you take.
Oh, she's alive!
So you like awkwardly stumble out of the way of the first blow, and the second one, before you can regain your footwork, clocks you good. Like you saw, you might be a priestess of Sun Thea, but you just saw the light. And then as you're recovering, in horror, you realize this thing's face is coming towards you and it bites into your arm and you feel the bone of your forearm, the bones squish together and crack a little bit as it bites into your arm with its nasty, dirty mouth. And it is Maeve's turn to make a death saving throw. Thank you. Yeah, good memory.
My bad.
This is the last round. It will take fire damage. It has taken 69 damage.
Has a day passed since we came down here? Because you mentioned exhaustion. That doesn't just happen over a few hours.
Yeah. So it's been more than a day.
Oh, cool. I get my free spells that I get from my thingy once a day. Not just...
Your thingy?
Yeah, my shadow touched. I get two spells from the necromancer thing.
Like,
that I can cast.
At midnight,
you get it those? It says once a day.
Yeah.
It says once a day.
Yeah.
It says once a day. I think it's a new day. Every day is a new day.
All right.
It doesn't say after a long rest. It just says once a day.
Does it say that in the app or the book?
Huh?
Does that say that in the app or does it say it in the book?
Because
the app is always shorthand, quick, easy, and often inaccurate.
Do you want me to research it? Because I can do that while you go forward with their
turns. All right, sure. Yep. Maeve, what'd you get?
A four.
One success and one failure. Again, this could go any direction. If you critical fail, you're dead.
I'm aware of that.
You're dead.
By the way,
you're dead.
Add your d4 next time.
No. To death saving throws? No.
It's a saving throw.
Yeah, not death saving throws.
But she's blessed.
And blessed.
Nope.
Darn. It wouldn't have made a difference, but
Stacey. Not even supposed to be able to use inspiration on those. I just think it makes sense.
Oh, okay. He's going to... Yeah, he's going to attack it once.
Okay.
Why don't you attack it twice? You know, just mix things up a little bit.
You want me to attack it twice?
I'd rather three times, okay. Honestly.
Okay.
Can you do eight?
Want me to attack it eight times?
17.
Keep me upright and I'll attack it eight times.
Keep you upright?
Keep me upright.
Oh, keep me upright.
And...
So it's flanked. So you shouldn't have to, if you want to avoid looking at it, you shouldn't have to. Also, you did your special ability.
Yeah.
Are you attacking twice?
I'm going to attack twice, yeah.
Okay. You're drawing another weapon?
Yeah.
Say that out loud, otherwise I got nothing to go off of.
Okay, yeah. He's drawing his...
So you got handy and...
His...
Rapier?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And neither do they.
So what did I just do?
So
is that two attacks or is that two. The one attack?
It is two attacks. Because yep. They are...
And two for d4s,
right? Yeah, you can roll another d4.
The crit, three. I mean, it's gonna hit either way.
Right. So, nat 20 and a 20.
Yeah, those are both hits, obviously.
Okay.
Woo! Start with a natural 20 for handy, I presume?
Yep.
Go ahead and...
So, roll the double damage. It plus... Stop. Okay.
Got your sneak attack dice?
Those are over. Huh?
But it gets... It doesn't
I use my other thing to get
it. Yeah. Oh, nice. Rogue stuff.
It's gonna be good.
Sneak attack dice are damaged on a natural... Or are doubled on a...
They're doubled?
Not doubled. You roll twice as many. Roll twice as many dice. Just like you did.
Oh, these aren't doubled.
That's why I was saying it out loud.
2d6 are not doubled.
They are.
All okay. Dice that you roll
your dice that you roll are good.
Okay.
And add them up.
Do I add double my modifier too?
No.
Okay. So that is...
Do you get two dice for your sneak attack?
Yes.
So you would instead get four for your sneak attack because it was a crit.
Then why did he just say that...
He was not understanding what you were doing.
No, I was saying it out loud because I saw people looking at his dice.
Okay.
Wow. Ooh.
That is 25.
What's it look like when you kill it?
Yes.
Dacian. That's exactly what he's gonna do. But... just stab upward. Apparently, it was bending down.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuck in one eye. And if this thing doesn't dissipate, it just starts to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it knocks Dacian over. Under him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not moving anymore, and Dacian realizes, oh, I think I'm done.
And he falls and asleep.
He does. Exactly. That's exactly what happens.
And I rush to save Maeve.
Oh, good.
All right. How do you save Maeve?
I save Maeve. I run to her, same beautiful, shiny, bright from my eyes and my hands and all sorts
of stuff.
You're
casting Spare the Dying?
No. I can do Cure Wounds again.
You're gonna heal her. Okay.
I'm gonna heal her. Yep.
Yeah.
Just gonna heal her. I mean, if that gives her more. No. If I... it doesn't... okay. Nope. Yep. So 2d8 plus 5.
Oh, no.
Oh, you rolled 2 ones.
Sweet Santa. So I got 7. But then...
okay.
As a bonus action, I can heal myself a little bit as well. Which I could have done before I died, but I didn't know I had it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
It's okay, I didn't know I had a lot.
Second win. So.
Oh, wow.
That is a d10. What is your second one die supposed to be?
D10 plus level hit points. So I got a 1.
On that too, yeah.
Plus level hit points plus 4. So I got 12 total back.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm no longer dying.
You know, that's one of me.
Style.
Yeah. Can I cast that on myself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maddie's just...
you just did 12 damage to yourself.
And she's dead again.
Babe falls over again.
She doesn't know how to accept help.
No, I can do it myself.
Maddox walks back over to where Dacian is laying. Doing all right?
Huh? Yeah, I think so now. How about you? You don't look like you... were big. I don't think that thing was very gentle with you.
Well, I've had worse lovers.
Mm. Can you help me out from under this?
I can try.
Thanks.
He's gonna try and gonna roll that thing off of him.
Alright.
With hopefully assistance from the guy that's under there.
Maeve would get up and help you as well.
After he's out, he's gonna feel towards his face and cut his other eye out.
Mm-hmm.
Not damage it, but cut it out.
Sure.
And pull out a little pouch, drop it in there.
Mm-hmm.
A present for Pyrrhic?
Maybe. And roll it around so that the front of the eye is facing out. And then look at Maddox. Hey, can I try something real quick? If it works, it'll be pretty useful. And it shouldn't. And if anything bad happens, Solana can help you out.
Sure, I've already died twice today. What's another time?
Thanks. And he points the bag with the eye facing out at Maddox.
The eye, when you cut it out, it's literally a little black gemstone.
Oh.
Literally a little black gemstone. Inky substance runs down your fingers as you pull it out. And like if you hold it up to a light source, it looks like there's kind of swirling black ink inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a round, polished stone.
Okay.
Translucent, not transparent. And nothing happens to Maddox.
Can I see that for a second?
Sure.
Just one of them.
Yeah. Does the other one damaged?
He pushed it in the back of his skull pretty good.
He's going to go fish it out after he gives that one to Maddox to play with.
Sure.
Does this, if I'm examining it, investigating it, does it seem organic or does it seem whatever the other word is?
It's clearly not natural.
I think this is another one of PW's inventions.
Oh.
These don't look natural to me.
So maybe it was theoretically defending this place.
Hey, Handy.
But if
Do you recognize these?
Access denied.
That's what I thought.
Wait, that's not what's supposed... Ooh, you guys are good.
Wasn't good enough, I guess.
Pendleton Wick?
Yeah. PW.
No, he's aiming... He's trying for a password.
Oh.
What about him?
He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, he had his pros and cons.
Oh.
Hopefully he's doing okay.
Yeah, I wonder where his
you guys brother are more fun to hang out with.
Yeah. Glad to think so. Hopefully you'll enjoy the ride. Thanks for helping me out. This was definitely a bit of an adventure.
You know what? I have been in that circle for so long. This has been a great day. Though I was a little worried that I was going to lie here on the ground for a long time.
Yeah, me too. I definitely felt the same way.
I just had a thought. And what if... I don't know how logical this is, but what if these are a key of sorts to get through that barrier to the door?
We can try it. Might be a little difficult getting that door open, but we try.
What door?
The one that there was like that force field that we couldn't get through?
Oh, yeah.
That door.
Yeah, okay.
And if not that door, then maybe the one to that house back there.
I don't... The house?
Yeah. The one that we asked Handy what was in there, and he said access denied.
Password,
yeah.
Well, before we do anything, I'd like to assess all your guys' health.
Oh, fine. We're bad.
No.
Because I actually do only have a few more healing spells left now.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I think we just need to sleep. And if we die before then, we're going to need your healing spells to bring us back.
If we die before we wake.
If we die before we
wake. Our death saving throws we must make.
Yeah. Okay. Onward, I guess.
Although, Solana, if you really want to heal us, that's okay, too.
It's okay. I'm really tired.
Okay. Dacian really is lighting a torch.
I'm casting the light cantrip back on my ring.
Okay. And where are you guys headed?
To the door?
The force field one?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's pretty close.
It's not that far away. You leave this thing's corpse in your wake, and you approach the basement, the foundation of the academy, and you see the little hallway, concave hallway, and you can make out the light shimmer of magic. And having checked out the wall extensively from inside the spider's cave, you actually quickly recognize, Maddox, the runes that are inscribed inside the cave are also apparent here.
Same runes?
Yeah, on either side of the door, or rather either side of the hallway, you can see those same runes depicted in giant, saying mountain magic, roughly translated.
Getting pretty sick of this mountain magic.
Mm-hmm.
If I hold up the eye to it, like, kind of push it at it? Does anything happen? Does it just stop there? Same as us.
Well, give me an investigation check.
17.
You notice the smoky ichor that appears to be inside and also lightly, perpetually dripping from this gem. Seems to press against the back of the gem as you hold it forward, like this force field's kind of pushing it away a little tiny bit. And Maeve, why don't you give me an arcana check?
6.
A 6.
She has made it very clear that she doesn't understand the magic.
Yeah. Maeve, you know many things, but you don't recognize these magical signs that there are runes to read at all. Mm. So you don't perceive runes to look at.
They're there, Maeve, I promise.
I can see them too. Not to make you feel bad.
What? Really, you're the only one that can't see them. Because you're special.
It's been a long day, you see.
Well, what do you say we just go to that house and hopefully find a place to sleep?
Sounds good to me.
If we even run into a goblin at this point, we're screwed.
No, it's screwed.
Mention that. And is Handy sheathed or out?
He's out.
He's out?
Yep.
Handy goes, don't go there. Don't do that.
Okay. Why not?
Access denied.
I don't know.
If you go there, leave me here. Just stick me right there, right in the ground. Yep. Somebody will see me.
We shouldn't go in there.
I'm more curious than I ever was.
That's what I was afraid of.
Those goblins that went to check it out earlier, one of them died pretty unpleasantly, and the other, I think, made it at least a little ways off.
But they died from the baby maker.
Maybe.
That's what I'm going to call that thing from now on. The baby maker.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Also the title of this episode.
Yes, it is.
Just now.
Well, where do you suggest then, Handy? If you won't tell us what's in there and you really strongly suggest not?
Hey, I can't tell you what's in there.
Can you tell us everything in the world?
And I strongly advise you not to.
Handy, can you tell us everything in the world that's not in there?
I don't know, you can try.
Might be waiting a long time.
Is danger in there?
To us.
I'm thinking not Handy.
Okay, cool.
Just this blank stare.
With no eyes. It was just silence.
This is access silence. Denied, he says. Ah, sorry.
Cool. You getting somewhere?
Is there fun in there?
No. Hey!
Is there scary in there?
Access denied.
Is there interesting in there?
Yeah.
Bad interesting.
Access denied.
Is there death in there?
Access denied.
Is there life in there?
No light.
No life in there.
No life. Well, that's good news.
Yeah. So if we went in, we'd probably die.
Access denied.
If we stay out here, are we more likely to live?
Yes!
Well, that's helpful. Okay,
that's very
helpful.
We won't
go in there. So I guess we go back the way we go back to the hole, the spider hole, and sleep there for a while. Light a nice campfire.
We closed it.
Oh, we can crawl in through the hole. It dug.
No. We can go to Handy's home.
I did not like that thought.
Crawl in through that hole?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm claustrophobic. I'm thinking about crawling...
It's
through a long hole where I can't even kneel or stand up or anything.
I'm totally
is this Handy talking
go.
Or is it you?
This is Colton.
Sorry.
I used to work in crawl spaces quite a bit, and I had to emotionally prepare myself every time.
Look, with that door closed, that's the only way into that place. In the unless.
Tunnel? And yep. It's tiny. It's a tiny hole.
Did you see how big that thing was? It crawled through there. It's a 2x2.
And it's
long.
Yeah. He said, well, we already examined it. He said it was 2 feet tall by 2 feet wide. That's plenty wide enough.
What about Handy's home?
What do you mean, Handy's home?
Where we found Handy.
It's not barricade. The door doesn't close anymore, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I can close that door.
Would it stay closed?
Yeah, you guys couldn't get it in.
I think we should go there.
That's a brilliant idea. I like it. How about you, Dacian?
Wait.
We did Handy get in. But
can close the door that we couldn't?
Yeah.
It's like my only job for the last, I don't even know, dude.
Can you open it too?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Wait, no, not the big spider door. We're talking about where we found
Handy's
Handy.
Home.
No.
Oh.
Where the portal is. Yeah.
Boss's office.
Boss's office.
Let's do that.
All right, let's move quickly. I just want to sleep.
Agreed.
Ditto.
All right, you guys move back through the rubble. Handy gives you some tips on what to go around or near or through. You do recognize those tendrils hanging from the ceiling were not ropes all along. They were spider webs, which is all too clear now. You move back up to the mouth of the cavern that leads into the catacombs and all the way back to the office space, strange office space of Pendleton Wick, where Handy is able to fasten the doors and secure them magically for somewhat of a long rest. And that is where we will call this episode. Thank you for joining us in tonight's adventure. This is the third one we recorded in a row. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Alaska Standard Time to catch the next exciting installment of Frontier Fiction. My name is Colton, and I've been your DM tonight. Thank you so much for listening.
I'm Wasey. I was playing Dacian.
I'm Zeb, playing Maddox, still, because he's alive.
I'm Veda, playing Solana.
I'm Anna, playing Maeve.
If you want to catch us, you can catch us at Frontier Fiction on Facebook or Frontier Fiction on Instagram. Veda's really good about getting people back on Instagram.
Like revenge.
Yep.
Oh.
Have an excellent night, everybody.
Catch you guys next week.
Doodles.
Keep your stick on this.